May I have your attention, please? My name is Andy Black, and you need to understand that America's healthcare system is broken. They haven't found a single cure for any disease in over 60 years, even though America spends more money on doctor's visits, prescription drugs, physical therapies, surgeries, and specialists than any other nation on the planet. In spite of all that, America is dead last in ranking of all the industrialized nations. If Americans were living longer and had a higher quality of health than all those nations, that would be great. But the truth is, we are not living longer and we don't feel better. In fact, we have more disease and live considerably shorter lives than they do. Even their overall quality of health is ranked considerably higher than ours. So, thank you for choosing to listen to today's Health Update, the one place you can turn to learn the truth about America's sick care system. Truth is, the pharmaceutical system decided many years ago to never cure another disease. And in back rooms, you can hear them explain that there is simply too much money in treating symptoms of disease to ever release another cure. Today's health update is much more than just physical health. By listening to Roy Williams, you will learn how to support your health naturally, how to avoid using prescription drugs, and how to decrease pain and feel 10 to 15 years younger in just 1 month. Roy also keeps you informed about fake diseases such as COVID, and how to supercharge your immune system naturally, and what is fast becoming his most popular show, Freedom Fridays. So sit back, relax, and listen so you can begin to understand why so many say to Roy, your show is the shortest 30 minutes on the radio.
Hello, everybody. It's that time again. Today's Health Update. I am Roy Williams, the Guru of Good Health, the Superintendent of Supplementation, and I've got one of my favorite guests on earth on the radio by phone with me, and that's Bert Golding. Bert, so wonderful to have you on again.
Hey, it's great to be with you, Roy.
Oh, it's awesome. You know, we are in some exciting times, ladies and gentlemen. Today's show's about being prepared. Make a note. It's about being prepared. Prepared for what? Well, if you are a Bible thumper, is what they call me a lot of times because I live through it. If you do like and enjoy studying the Bible, and if it excites you to learn more about God's Word, then you may be part of the remnant, which is the ones that God puts here at this time to help spread the Word of God, or you may be part of the elect, which are the ones that's going to be here when Satan sets foot on this earth and we will be here to testify against him. What exciting times. But you know, Bert, let me kind of start today's show, you know, around something that's been on my mind. You know, God warns us throughout the Old Testament, the prophets, I'm talking about Ezekiel, I'm talking about Isaiah, I'm talking about Jeremiah, more than that, but they warned us of these times that we're living in now. They warned us that everything will be reversed. Everything that was once wrong will be considered all right, and everything that was considered right will be considered wrong. That is today. Bert, you see it as well as I do. When I was growing up, for somebody to and listen, y'all, I don't judge anybody. God's the only judge. So listen carefully what I'm about to say and how I say it, because I don't want you out there spreading lies about me. The Bible made it clear that there are certain things that we should not participate in the flesh. We should not. Like homosexuality, like lying, like gossip. I mean, it just goes on and on. But some of them, like homosexuality, cross-dressing, gender changing, all that trash that's going on today, back when I was a young man, that was an absolute taboo. You didn't do that. It was wrong. It was an embarrassment to you. It was an embarrassment to your family. Today, they are trying to force that on us and accept it. And they will absolutely censor people. They could shut this radio station down because of what I'm telling y'all. But remember, I'm not telling you that homosexuality is an abomination. I'm not telling you that cross-dressing is an abomination. God said that. Now, you may not believe a word in the Bible. That's okay, but it's still the greatest history book ever written, and it's still the biggest number one selling book in the history of the world. So you do with it whatever you want. To me, it is the a book written by the Creator telling us how to live our lives in the flesh, because we're in the flesh age. We are in these spiritual bodies or inside our flesh bodies as a time of trial to find out which side we're going to choose. So several years ago, and especially during COVID, they started censoring everything. They started trying to take away our freedom of speech and shut us up. But I want to remind y'all today that it didn't start then. I want to remind y'all of something. Bert can vouch for this. For over 50 years now, the FDA, the CDC, the WHO have gained so much power. The pharmaceutical industry has gained and earned or made, I don't call it earned it, they've stole, as far as I'm concerned, so much money that they now censor us on a regular basis. But even back, Bert, 30 years ago, like when the book come out, Politics and Healing, they tried to stop the sale of it. When people started finding out that high doses of vitamin C could stop people from getting polio, boy, they stopped that in a heartbeat. They said, "You're not going to tell that." Why? Because they couldn't press their vaccines on us. So they have been censoring us in this industry for years and years and years, but in spite of that, God has continued to bless us. So when I have somebody on this radio station for y'all to listen to like Bert Golding, it's because he is a kinsman to me in a lot of ways. Through the Word of God, we're kinsmen, but we have been trying to get the word of good nutrition and being prepared out to the public. And Bert, I know you and I have for years been trying to teach people, listen, there's some times coming that we've got to be prepared for. I mean, the Bible tells us that in that time of tribulation, it's going to get rough on this earth. And it makes it plain for us to be prepared. What does that mean? That means store up non-perishable foods. I know people that's got 50 gallons of water underneath their bed in gallon jugs, so that they'll have water. And there's a time coming in our lifetime, I believe, Bert, where if we aren't prepared, a lot of people won't survive. So, Bert, tell what you told me about an eclipse that's coming, and kind of tell the public what your thinking is on that.
Well, that might be a lot longer subject than we have time for, if you look at it, I mean, all of the full solar eclipse means that it's not just a partial one, because I've been through a lot of those in my lifetime, but we're talking about 6.5 years ago. I was at a big trade show conference on natural dietary supplements, and I was in Phoenix, Arizona, when the solar eclipse went through, and it was pretty dark. But we weren't exactly in the path. If you're in the path of a full solar eclipse, it becomes just as dark as nighttime. The birds stop singing, and the temperature drops 15 or 20 degrees where you're standing. It's quite a thing. And in the scriptures, whenever it talks about, and the sun will be darkened, mm-hmm. and the moon will be turned to blood, it's talking about just regular things that are amazing if you've ever been through it, if you've ever seen it. And the last solar eclipse went across the continental United States from coast to coast, and this one will, but the opposite direction. So maybe we can talk about that in the future. But right, yeah. I just wanted to say, Roy, that you had you were talking about making sure that you have good clean food to eat in case of an emergency, and good clean water. Supplements. I have people that are that are coming into stores and buying 24 or 48 bottles of Cell Power or Super Silica, because they said, well, you know, we know there's going to come a time when it'll be hard to get this supplement. And I thought, yeah, that's what we've been doing in our house. We've been storing over 60 bottles of Cell Power for like the last 20 years. I mean, it just gets stronger and stronger as you store it, and we rotate it. We go through so much of it. We use so much of it. But I would say, yes, make sure you have plenty of good supplements. You know, try to get the best, most natural multivitamin and multimineral that you can get. And then make sure that you have things for pH balance, especially when times become really stressful. I mean, they're stressful now, but when they really become stressful, you've got to have something that helps bring down your stress levels and helps keep your pH balance, and the Cell Power can do that. Super Silica is for all of those silica deficiencies that are now kind of the defining sign of health in the United States, is that people have everything from osteoporosis, arthritis, irregular heartbeats, bipolar disorder. All of these things are from severe deficiencies of silica. Not having the arteries and the veins be flexible enough, so everything from varicose veins and spider veins, fibroid tumors, all the so-called autoimmune disorders from lupus, Hashimoto's, rheumatoid arthritis, all those things are directly related to silica. The testing has been in since the 1970s, and still most people haven't heard about it because it's been, I guess, hidden or censored the way that you were talking about, Roy. But it's important to have these things. To find out about it, start using it now, but make sure that you have enough to get you through whatever disruptions the world may have, you know, in terms of supply chain.
Well, I mean, you remember there's a story in the Bible about a king, and he was throwing a party, a big drunken party, and God wrote right across the wall. All that showed up was God's hand, and it wrote across the wall the warning to this king. And that's where this thing, this slang of the handwriting's on the wall. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're paying attention to what's going on in our society today, where everything that was once right is now wrong and opposite, everything that was once wrong is now right. If you pay attention, they're trying to remove God out of every aspect of our lives. You want to make them mad, go to court and mention the Ten Commandments are God. The judge will throw you out. They do not want, in our judicial system today, I tell you how backward it is. They've got a written part of the judicial code that no truth or fact will be allowed in court. Now, folks, we're in treacherous times. You're seeing them spend millions and millions of dollars and hours of effort and on advertising to try to shut Donald Trump up. Now, ask yourself a question. During his 4 years in power, the economy was better than it had been in 50 years. Interest rates were down. The borders were being closed. Gas prices were at $1.80. What are they now? $3.49 and higher. More people were working than had in many, many years. More of all the of every race was working. It didn't matter if they were Asian or African. We were all successful. And what are they doing now? They're trying to tell you that he is an awful man. And you know what you got to pay attention to is, remember, everything that was once right is now wrong, and everything that was once wrong is right. The man did everything right, and now they're trying to spending billions of dollars trying to convince us he was wrong. Yet since Biden's been in, and by the way, there was an interview with a lady that was one of Trump's advisors, very highly respected woman, the other day by a European interview group, and she plainly said on the air, and this is going viral now, ladies and gentlemen, She plainly said that, yes, Biden is the president, but listen to what she said, of the now bankrupt United States of America Incorporated. I told y'all in 1871, they moved us into the incorporated United States of America and after them under the Constitution so that they could enslave all of us, tax all of us, fine all of us, mandate all of us, orchestrate everything, and we have no say. And if you go to the court systems today and think you got a say, you'll find out real quick that you do not have a say in court. They're not going to allow the truth or fact there. So what Bert's trying to warn you of, what I'm trying to warn you of, is they've been doing it longer to the farm, to the nutrition industry than almost any other industry, trying to censor us, trying to shut us up, making the laws almost impossible for Bert and I to talk about the things that we know that you need to know, but they won't let us tell you. Why are they trying to stop us? Because if they knew, if they would release to the public what Bert and I know and many, many thousands and thousands and thousands of others of us know, Bert, I'd say 80 to 85% of most disease would not even be a threat anymore. It may be higher than that. I mean, if they just knew about how to balance their pH with cell power, how to keep their silica levels up, those two things alone could eliminate the threat of how much disease, Bert.
94% of all disease that's ever been cataloged or been given a name will clear up, go into remission, go away, however you want to say it. If your pH balanced and the clear fluids of your body as measured on a fasting saliva test with a spoonful of saliva and a laboratory-grade test strip, that's 90%. And then when you become mineral balanced, and silica is such a basic mineral, it's the number one mineral by quantity in planet Earth, in the Earth's crust, which goes down, you know, dozens of miles, is silica. It's silicon and oxygen. And when you have silicon dioxide, which is what's found in brown rice and cabbage and potato skins, when you do baked potatoes and wheat, if you're doing whole wheat bread, when you have that, silica is helping a body become mineral balanced. You're going to have some trace minerals. You're going to have to take some other major minerals. But silica is a great place to start with because it helps get all the poisons out of your body, which then allows room inside the cells for all of the healthy minerals that you're going to need.
Well, it even help remove some really nasty, I guess is the word, heavy metals, right?
Yeah, it does. Everything from helps cut down on the lead in the body, and most people in the United States have about 1.5 to 2 pounds of lead. We just get it so gradually, but it comes in the drinking water. It comes in a lot of processed foods. It really is powerful in helping to push aluminum out of the body and to block it from coming back in. Silica is just one of those things that in the book of Genesis, when God said that he created man and woman from the dust of the earth, literally the dust of the earth means silica. So every single cell in our body, for adults, that's over 50 trillion living cells all working together in an adult body. Every one of them has to have silica in it. If you lose all silica in a cell, the cell dies. And so what we're talking about is to make sure that the cells can stay alive. You know, when we, you know, at a funeral, when they say ashes to ashes and dust to dust, that dust that we're talking about is silica. I mean, that's what a body, when it a corpse, when it deteriorates, you're left with all that dust, which is the fact that the body is made out of silica. So we want to keep it healthy. We want to keep it alive, functioning good. I think most people feel this way. It's not how long you live, but what quality of life during those years that you live.
Right.
And so nutrition is a great factor in that. What kind of food do you eat? What kind of supplements do you take? Do you do it on a regular basis? Do we have good nutritional habits which become good health habits? You know, no one can do it for you. You know, no one can do it for me. If I'm going to enjoy the best health I can, I have to be consistent in drinking pure water and eating the cleanest foods. And boy, I am so excited right now. I'm growing vegetables on my land, just really inspired by you, Roy. The fact that you've got a farm and you spend a number of days each week you know, getting the stuff growing, it just helps remind you that of how God created the earth. I mean, to me, it's absolutely amazing that one tomato seed that properly germinates and is taken care of can produce hundreds of tomatoes.
Well, remember,
single seed, and each one of those tomatoes has hundreds of seeds. I mean, you don't see that in anything else except as just the pure way that God set up the earth, that one seed can turn into hundreds of thousands of seeds.
Yeah. I mean,
that's
good.
That's an amazing thing, and I think it's important for us to keep in touch with the way God set up the planet, and not the way that other people are trying to reduce the yield.
Well, where did God put us? The first Hebrew man and woman was put in a garden.
Yeah.
It all goes back to the earth. He made us from the earth, like Bert was reminding y'all. Silica, a lot of other things. As a matter of fact, I had a scientist tell me that in that area of the world where the Euphrates and Tigris rivers and all that comes together, said some of the richest soils in the world, where you can find almost every of the 74, 79 minerals and trace elements, that's what he made us from. And what is it that sustains life? It's that very same stuff. Now, we're trying to get you to prepare. How do you do that? You don't have to come in and buy 25 or 30 bottles of super silica all at once or sell power. But you know what? Instead of buying one every month or two, why not buy two? But don't, just because you got an extra bottle home, buy two the next time, and slowly you'll build up enough to sustain you. Right now, some of the most powerful survivalist type people I know are saying at least 90 days worth of emergency food, water, and now, water is not something that we're lacking in America, but good water, quality water is what we're talking about here. Get you a bunch of distilled water. It's not expensive. Buy it and store it, and then have your super silica and your cell power ready so when stressful times come, when the body is undernourished, you can have good, you can live a long time without a lot of food. You don't live many days, but about 7 days, 7 to 10 days without water. So be prepared. Take your supplements, like Bert says. And Bert, I used to told people for years, I think everybody should be on MSM plus C from birth to death. I'm about to change that.
Mm-hmm.
I think everybody should be on MSM plus C and super silica from birth to death. I'm not kidding. That super silica, I use it in my water continuously. And occasionally I'll separate from it and do cell power if I've been under too much stress and know my body's becoming acidic. But, you know, I do it. I take almost every one of your supplements we carry. One of my other favorites, ladies and gentlemen, is I use Eye Energy and Night Eyes. I have learned recently how important vision is, and God is, I think Paul would have called it a thorn in his side, but he reminded me, my faith is sufficient, my grace is sufficient. So I've literally started taking 7 night eyes every day. I'm using the Eye Energy around my eye, both my eyes every day, and colors are better. My vision's improving. I think I'm going to have my prescription changed on my glasses. because some things are changing. And that's because, you know what, when you feed the body proper nutrition, your body knows how to heal itself. It knows how to go back into balance. And when you're in balance, think about when you were, like for me, when I was 20 to 35 years of age, I could conquer the world, or at least I believed I could, because I was balanced. And you look back on it, what happens to us as we age? Well, we don't have enough silica. We don't stay pH balanced. We start getting dehydrated. We don't get enough minerals and vitamins in the food we eat. So the body starts to deteriorate. Remember, you lose 1 billion skin cells every day, 1 million stomach cells every hour. You're replacing every soft cell tissue in your body every 11 to 12 months. You better be putting a bunch of stuff back in your body that the body uses to manufacture all the organs, all the cells, all the skin, all the bones. You better be replacing it and making sure it's of high quality. Bert, over the years, we've got thousands and thousands and thousands of people that say, I was on so many drugs till I started taking what you and some of your guests explained us to take, and now I'm off almost all my drugs. My doctors are amazed. You get that all the time too, don't you?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, I say, just get started.
Yeah.
Just get started, even if you're not doing it exactly the way you want to. You just gotta get started. I have a good friend, and she was trying to research everything about growing vegetables from seeds, and she was looking at everything and reading it, and she'd spend hours and hours every day on researching this. And after she'd been doing this for about a month and a half, her young daughters were saying, "Mom, just get the seeds and do it. You don't have to spend the next 2 or 3 years. Just get started." I think it's the same thing with any good, healthy program. You know, it's like, well, I don't know if I can drink a gallon of still water per day, each person says, or they say, I just can't do it. I said, well, then drink an extra glass, one extra glass of water today than what you drank yesterday. And then don't increase it every single day if you can't. Just get started. Just get started with supplements, and as you get going, you'll just be led and directed by the Spirit as to what you need to be putting into your body to feel better.
Right. Well, the body will start feeling better, operating better. Sometimes you can't even put your finger on it. I've had people tell me, you know, I've been on such and such product for a while, and I don't know how to tell you this, but I'm better. I don't know how I'm better. Well, I think it's like Bert says, the Holy Spirit is starting to work in you and saying you're doing the right thing. Your body's starting to talk to you and tell you things are better. We got 30 seconds, Bert. What a great show. Thank you for coming on.
Hey, thank you for having me. I just love your attitude and all the people you're helping, Roy.
Well, I'm sure people, they're going to say, Roy, you talk too much. Y'all let Bert talk more, so I'll try harder next time. Thank you for coming on. Thanks, ladies and gentlemen, for listening. You can't go wrong when you do what's right. So start doing what's right. Until next time, may God continue to bless all of us with abundant health.
As I said earlier, thank you for choosing to listen to today's health update. If you like what you heard, please consider sharing it with others who need to know the truth. To hear this or any of Roy's shows, go to www.podbean.com. www.podbean.com. And remember, you can learn more by going to our website, www.nhcherbs.com. That's www.nhcherbs.com. Or you can call to get more information at 256-757-0660.